If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
But he also says that our prayer should be like the mediator, Jesus Christ himself, interceding on their behalf. We should stand beside these enemies, these persecutors, in their need, and ask God for their blessing.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. And my friend, when I was a little boy in Indiana, my parents moved around quite a bit, about every year and a half from before third grade. So wherever we moved, I had to learn to make new friends. Sometimes it worked out, but sometimes there were kids who were jealous of their friends. Sometimes there were cliques. Sometimes there were rivalries. And sometimes there were even bullies and mean children. But I had to learn to handle them all and still make friends. What a great help it was for me to be taught from the Bible in Sunday school, church, children's church, Know Your Bible Club, and VBS, that God was there to help me because he loved me and he loved all the other children. Singing the song, Jesus Loves the Little Children, stuck with me. Sometimes in today's world, with so many people willing to not only eschew biblical morality and standards, but also turn hateful toward those who keep them, it can be quite trying to maintain love toward everyone. Yet, that is exactly what God wants of us. We'll talk about that today on Wings of the Morning. But first, Damaris helps us worship. Let us sing.
Let us sing to the Lord. Let us lift up holy hands, giving thanks to our God for all he's done. Let us sing to the Lord, lifting our hearts in one accord.
The Lord.
In the Bible, in 1 Timothy chapter 2, Paul the Apostle talks with his young protege about some worship activities this young pastor should carry out. But you might even say that the activities aren't so much worship activities as social actions. Listen, he says, "I urge then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercessions and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all men, the testimony given in its proper time." Yes, let's first note that Paul is here trying to set up for the church what is right and proper when they get together for worship. And unlike us today, who find it difficult to pull ourselves away from the hum of life even for an hour a week to worship our Lord together with fellow believers, these folks probably did it almost daily. But in what's proper and right, he says not only pray, but it's important to notice for whom. He says for all, for everyone, even kings and authorities. Well, that's no small thing. Remember, this is Paul, who was beaten, jailed, stoned, and left for dead by authorities. These kings included even Nero, the epitome of evil, an enemy of the worst sort. When Paul was lining them up to pray for everyone, it included many, many enemies, both Jew and Gentile, who didn't just shun Christians or call Christians nasty names, but were interested in ending their lives, snuffing out this new movement. This is no small thing. This is a big deal. This is like it is for Christians in China who may be imprisoned for their faith. Or it is like Christians in Pakistan, Iran, or Afghanistan, or many other Muslim countries where they may be killed for their trust in Jesus. So Paul is telling them and the Christians in Pakistan, as well as us who suffer little persecution, the first piece of worship is to pray for your enemies. I wonder where Paul got that. Maybe Jesus himself? Didn't Jesus say, "Pray for those who persecute you"? Remember, Sermon on the Mount? This, too, helped me when I was a kid with the bullies. But he breaks it down even further with the types of prayer. He says to Timothy, have the people pray for the king's physical and material needs. That's what he means by make all kinds of requests. Reach out to God, he says, to bless even your enemies with material blessing and physical health. How counterintuitive that is. Then he tells them to bring them to God for their spiritual needs as well. That's what he means by with all prayers. But can you imagine praying that Nero would be saved? That Nero would turn to God? That Nero would ask Christ into his life? Yes. Remember that Paul told the Philippians that all the saints send you greetings, especially those who belong to Caesar's household. In other words, there was spiritual fervor even right under Nero's nose. Pray for the salvation of everyone. But he also says that our prayers should be like the mediator, Jesus Christ himself, interceding on their behalf. We should stand beside these enemies, these persecutors, in their need and ask God for their blessing. Wow! And finally, he calls Timothy and the people to a thanksgiving. A thanksgiving. Again, remember, it was Paul and Silas that were praising God in the midst of their incarceration. Perhaps their thanksgiving led their jailer, the Philippian jailer, to then receive Christ himself. He told the Thessalonians, that is Paul, give thanks in all circumstances. One of the best pieces of advice I've ever received was that when I was struggling with someone, to pray for them, bless them, thank God for them, whether they are a brother in Christ or an unbeliever. God does amazing things when we pray for and bring thanksgiving even upon our enemies. Who's troubling you today? Are you struggling in a relationship? Have your enemies won the day? Why don't you pray for them? But first, you should get right with God. Why don't you pray with me? Dear Jesus, thank you for your example. You died for me when I hated you, when I was sinning and rebelling. Come into my heart. Cleanse it. Be my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. If you want to know more about this risen Christ, please call or write me. And you can call me at 877-306-HOME. I want to send you something to help you in this new life. And may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning with Reverend Tom Lehman on 1150 AM WDEL and WDEL.com. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.